The following is an ISKCON 50th anniversary address given by His Grace Sriman Sankarshan Dasat Hikari, recorded on June 22, 2016 in Rose Hill, Mauritius.
Thank you very much, especially for our Prime Minister and the Mayor for being here. Thank you very much. And Maharaj Navigodinda Swami, my dear godbrother, I'm just delighted to have his darshan right now, putting me in ecstasy, just seeing him. There's a wonderful prediction given in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Such janna darjana pangu, jagda anagana, prema vanyaya dubartaya, jagatera jana. This Krishna consciousness movement is a prema tsunami, is a tidal wave of love of God. It will inundate this world, drowning everyone, the pious, the impious, the lame, the invalid, and the blind. It's a wonderful prediction. The predictions of Krishnadas Kaviraj, the author of the Chaitanya Charitamrita, are not some fanciful imaginations. He is the perfect knower of past, present, and future. So we will see a day, actually, when the whole world is drowned in Krishna consciousness. Through what vehicle, through what medium will this happen? It will happen by the spreading of ISKCON. So right now we're still in the early stages. We're only 50 years old right now. But as it goes to 500, 5,000, we're going to see a whole world completely Krishna conscious. So we are so fortunate to be here in the early stages, the early pioneering days of ISKCON. Just a little tiny movement. It was even tinier back in 1966. Just a small handful of followers and a little tiny insignificant storefront. I was actually in New York at that time in July of 66. But I didn't have the good fortune of joining at that time. But I was actually very near that storefront when Prabhupada founded the movement. I didn't have the good fortune until 5 years later when Vishnujan Swami convinced me to join. So this is an amazing movement. It's the movement which will actually bring everyone back to that platform where we can have true peace and happiness in every town and every village throughout the entire world. Lord Krishna very nicely states in the Bhagavad Gita, he says, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarvaloka Maheshwaram Suhridam Sarvabhutanam Gyatvamam Shantamrichtati. Only those who know me is the Supreme Owner, the Supreme Enjoyer, and the Supreme Friend can have peace. So how is that means that everyone will know this? You see, Gatvamam Shantamrichtati. That is the mission of ISKCON, to educate everyone to know who is the Supreme Owner, who is the Supreme Enjoyer, and who is the best friend of all living entities. The more that this knowledge is disseminated, the more we'll see peace and happiness in the world. At the present time, the world is becoming unimaginably chaotic. There's people going crazy with guns practically every day in the U.S., shooting people in public places. All kinds of things happening. It's just unbelievable chaos. But you know, this is actually good in the sense that now people realize they need this movement. You see, people haven't realized that they need this movement. But the more the world situation becomes in turmoil, the more people realize we need an answer. We need a solution for these problems. The United Nations has not been able to solve the problems. You see, this knowledge that Srila Prabhupada is giving, which is manifest in the form of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, will indeed solve all the problems of the world, on every level. The war will be a thing of the past. There'll be world peace. People won't be going hungry. All of these things like disease and disruptions of the weather, this is all due to sinful reactions. So the more that people can learn to become pious, the more they can learn how to come in tune with God, how to live in harmony with God, whether they call Him Krishna or Allah or Jehovah, it's the same principle. The more we can live in harmony with God, we'll see peace and happiness throughout the entire world. So this is the great contribution of ISKCON. It is the world's leading educational institution for bringing everyone to the common understanding of how we can live together as one family, loving, peaceful family all over the world. So I'm just delighted that so many of you have come here today. I'm extremely delighted to see our Prime Minister, the Mayor here. So please take this mission very seriously. Dedicate yourself to making this spiritual revolution that Prabhupada envisions. You see that every country can benefit from the Krishna consciousness. Everyone can take advantage of this knowledge. I speak in many different places. I go to Christian churches and explain this philosophy. They think it's wonderful. This is non-sectarian. We're not trying to convert people from one religion to another, you see. We're training the science of God. How a Christian can become a perfect Christian. How a Muslim can become a perfect Muslim. How a Jew can become a perfect Jew, you see. This is the science. It's not another religious sect. This is the science of God, the science of religion. So when this science is understood, we can live together peacefully throughout the whole world. Whether white, black, Christian, Jew, Hindu, Muslim, these designations are external. On the spiritual level, we are all one. We are all spiritual beings, the sons and daughters of the Supreme Person, who has unlimited names and unlimited forms. Primarily, he's known as Krishna in the Vedic literatures, because that name describes him most perfectly as the all-attractive one. So our mission of ISKCON is to help everyone understand how to become completely, totally attracted to God, you see. Right now, we're attracted to material sense gratification, eating, sleeping, mating, and defending. But that leaves us in a miserable position. By coming to this point of becoming attracted to God, we become completely peaceful and happy. So our mission in the International Society for Krishna Consciousness is to educate the entire world in this science, and we thank you all very much for participating in this movement and for coming to this ceremony today. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.